Philadelphia's first day of school was met with drastic cuts to mass transit.
It's terrible. We spend all this money and fares to ride the bus, and we get sure-handed.
The frustration and confusion was evident across the city as commuters face longer rides and crowded conditions. In all, SEPTA says it plans to slash 32 bus lines, 5 regional rail lines, and a subway line, with nearly all remaining service also seeing reductions. Starting next month, it'll cost more too, as fares increase more than 20% to nearly $3 a ride.
There was a way that the city of Philadelphia alone could have addressed this. It would be done, but we can't do this, any of this, alone.
Behind the cuts is a stalemate in state capital. Republicans and Democrats haven't been able to agree on funding for mass transit, holding the new 2026 state budget hostage as the new fiscal year began on July 1st.
This isn't a Democratic problem. This isn't a Republican problem. It's a people problem.
Looming cuts to transit are also staring down commuters in Chicago, where a $770 million state funding shortfall needs a remedy by year's end. Nearly 60% of the city's buses could be cut otherwise. Systems in Dallas and San Francisco are also facing budget shortfalls due to state cuts.
I mean, it sucks. Like, how are people supposed to get to work or home or anywhere if you don't have a car?
Well, Governor Josh Shapiro has already redirected some funding to give SEPTA an infusion, but it's still not enough to put a plug in the $200 million-plus deficit.